Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you know, cardinals from around the world will gather in the Vatican to elect the next pope. Obviously, we don't know who that will be, but let's hope his name isn't Peter, because according to an Irish prophecy, a Pope Peter won't be good news. We're joined by Niamh Griffin from the Irish Examiner. Good afternoon, Niamh.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Grand. And so tell us a bit about...
You might be overselling the prophecy there.
Well, you know, let's
the
see.
Well,
tell us about St. Malachy. Who was he? What time was he around in?
So Malachy was a real person. He was Archbishop and Bishop of Armagh in the 1100s. So he died in 1148, and he's remembered as a reformer, a great reformer of the church, and as a great sort of advocate for poor people and helper of the poor people in the diocese. But he's also remembered in some quarters for this prophecy, as you said there, the prophecy of the popes, which has been linked to him. And it's claimed that he had a vision while he was travelling to Rome in 1139 or 1140, and that he foresaw the 112 popes that would come over the next 900 years, bringing us up to around the present day.
That's a lot. That's a lot of work. Yeah. How many popes have there been since then, I wonder?
That's a very detailed dream. I mean, there's some issues. Of course, there were some times when there was two popes at the same time. Mm. And there were times around the time. So this vision remained hidden until 1590, when a monk claimed to have discovered a document in the Vatican archives. And it's sort of since then that the prophecy was linked to Malachy. And there, each verse, I suppose you would call it, in the prophecy is written in very cryptic language, very metaphoric language. So it's open to interpretation, you might say. And people have looked at it and linked different verses to various popes down the years.
Mm. Now, if it wasn't found until the 1500s, this is me, my cynical hat on. Could the verses referring to the popes who came between the, you know, the 12th century and the 1500s, were they a bit more specific?
And that's what a lot of scholars have said when they've looked at this document. So Joseph McHugh, a researcher writing around the time when Pope Francis was becoming pope in 2013, he said that the earlier references are very clear, but then after 1590, they become a little bit vague and you're sort of stretching it, which he thinks indicates that it was the forgery. Mm. So you have lines like there's a pope which will be connected to the glory of the olive, and Pope Benedict was from an order of Saint Benedict known as the Olivetians. So that must be him.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
So
they're not in sequence then. You can't say, you know, the verse number 39 is the 39th pope then.
Well, I mean, they are in sequence, but people would dispute whether the sequence can really be assigned to some of them. Like there was a reference to from the toil of the sun in one verse, which people linked to Pope John Paul because there was a solar eclipse at the time of his birth, which wasn't visible in where he was born, but was happening elsewhere. So there's some stretching. And then other scholars it gets kind of political then, because some scholars say that at the time, so 1590 when the document was discovered, there were a number of popes claiming to be the shepherd of Christ, and that perhaps this document was written to give credence to some of those candidates.
Oh,
and
right.
Sort of boost there. Yeah, so it could be actually fake news from 1590 that we're still talking about today, which is quite fascinating.
So whether St. Malachy did, and the person who found these alleged prophecies from St. Malachy, who was that, and were they Irish?
No, so he was a Benedictine monk in the Vatican, and the document is written in Latin. So, I mean, that's quite interesting, I think, for Irish people, that hundreds of years after Malachy had died, his name was still revered so much and he was so respected that people thought, well, if you say this, you know, this is Malachy's vision, people will believe it.
And it must have been regarded at that time then as, if you like, a credible source
those
centuries later.
yeah, exactly. That his name was still his word was still strong at the time. And I suppose what you mentioned, Peter, there at the start, like I suppose the thing, Sean, that's catching people's attention is the final verse of the prophecy, which is quite ominous. It says, in the final persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will reign Peter the Roman, who will feed his flock amid many tribulations, after which the seven-hilled city will be destroyed and the dreadful judge will judge the people. The end.
Oh, gosh.
So that's quite ominous.
Yeah.
And some people would say that, you know, at the time, Rome would have been seen at the centre of the earth. So if you're saying Rome will be destroyed, you're sort of indicating that the end of the world is coming.
Right. OK. And of course, the Seven Hill City, that's obviously that would be Rome. That kind of mm-hmm. reference, I suppose, has been used before. So is he saying that if this next pope is a Peter, it's after Peter's reign that this ominous judge turns up or during?
Well, there's some dispute about this, that some people would say that Francis was perhaps the last full pope, because there's a strong belief that Pope Benedict was the 111th pope, where other people would say that Peter the Roman is the pope who is coming at the present time. And there are a number of Peters in the running for the Pope at the moment, including the favourite. I just read an article this morning saying the favourite is now potentially Cardinal Pietro Parolin, an Italian cardinal, who could potentially be Peter the Roman.
Right, okay, because it seems to be, because he did say, the prophecy does say Peter a Roman, so which we could extend to meaning an Italian.
Yes.
If
yes.
it was a Peter
There's a
from
lot of
Wexford,
extending,
it wouldn't
Sean,
be.
And interpreting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is, though, I mean, because I read that a lot of people are saying there's a short list of about 9 and 3 of them are called Peter. So there's good odds
yes,
there.
Yeah, very good odds. Very good odds. And yes, this Cardinal Pietro is supposed to be a moderate, so possibly would be a good compromise candidate. People who know more about this than I do have suggested. So yes, there is some concern, but I think, to be fair, that most reputable Catholic scholars do think it's a bit of a, you know, a bit of fake news that has somehow survived then the century.
Now, and is it in terms of the wording then that, you know, there's a judgment of some sort? Is that pretty much, you know, in terms of these prophecies, pretty unambiguous that that's the end of the world, that God's coming back and we're all getting it?
Yeah, the final, the dreadful judgment, the final judgment. So the original document is in Latin, so I've seen a few different versions of it, but they all seem to imply, you know, an ending, a very, very serious ending. And you can certainly say, if there's a line saying, you know, that the flock will be amid many tribulations, and I think there's no doubt the Catholic Church, for many reasons we're sadly familiar with here, is facing many tribulations.
Yeah. Are these the original version of these prophecies? Are they still in the Vatican?
Yes. And you can find on some quite reputable sites like the Matheson Trust would look at a lot of comparative religion documents, and they would have versions of it on there, you know, for people to read and research. And there's been a lot of translation down the years looking at the different potential candidates for the 112 popes. There was one, so Pope John in the 23rd in the 1950s, he was from Venice, so they decided he was the verse referring to a shepherd and a sailor. Another person, there was a verse saying that there would be a pope from the bony shoemaker, and they found a Pope John the 22nd, yes, 22nd in the 1300s, and he was the son of a shoemaker. So they sort of shoehorned him in there, sorry, if you'll excuse this dreadful pun, into the list.
Yeah.
And I suppose, you know, he correctly predicted that if the prophecy is real, that all of the popes would be men.
Well, yeah, he was spot on that one. Yeah, I don't think he, I don't think back then they could have predicted he would have been excommunicated if it even suggested that it would be anything other than a man, I would have thought. Is there any dispute, Niamh, about the translation of it? Or, you know, are there any differing versions as to what certain words in Latin might mean?
Yeah, there's slightly different versions because it seems to be very cryptic. Now, unfortunately, I don't speak Latin because I could answer a lot more of your questions. But when you look on these websites, there are slightly different, like people talk about the city of the Seven Hills will be destroyed, the Seven Hills city. There will be a dreadful judge for his people, a judge of the people. And I presume these things have slightly different connotations. But it seems, so it's kind of a shame because it seems like Malachy was someone we should really know more about anyway. He's become a bit obscure to the general public anyway, and he seems to be very associated with this prophecy that he likely never actually made.
Yeah. Did he, is it known, did he make any other prophecies or were any other prophecies ascribed to him?
No, not really. So as someone, a monk, a French monk who knew him at the time, Bernard of Clairvaux, wrote a quite detailed biography of him, and that doesn't mention any prophecies. It talks about him being a healer, a reformer, a leader of people, that he was very aware of the dangers for poor people and seems to have led so an apple tree planting mission, I suppose, to address hunger at times of hunger, and his relics were worshipped after his death. But the first emergence of the prophecy was not until 1590.
Some centuries later. Can I ask, Niamh, you're the health correspondent for the Examiner. Is this like, is this double jobbing? Do you have to, is it health / papal prophecies correspondent you are?
Well, I think last week every journalist in the country became a papal correspondent temporarily. And I suppose what caught my eye was the fact that it could be this sort of misinformation and fake news, which unfortunately is very common in health at the moment. You know, there's constantly things appearing online, drugs that treat this, that and the other, drugs that don't treat this, that and the other. And I thought, God, here's like an alleged prophecy that's hundreds of years later and we're still talking about it.
Yes, indeed. Giving it the oxygen of publicity. Niamh, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Niamh Griffin there, the health correspondent with the Irish Examiner.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.